From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now into hour number two. I will open the phones up at the start of the next segment. I'll give the number out. We'll open the phones up then. I would like to get your take on the fact the public so compartmentalized that you see articles about Al-Qaeda taking over major cities in Iraq. Meanwhile, those are Western-backed training camps. And you've got the Iraqi government, even though it was installed by the West, turning against that because they don't want their country being broken in three parts. Because the instinct, even of a quasi-corrupt government, is not to destroy everybody. How's that going to work for your family? It takes a really cold-blooded globalist to carry out these type of operations. And they would argue that they're ruthless. That's why they're in control. They're willing to do all of this. I would argue they're mentally ill. I don't care how intelligent they are. That's some of the news that we've already covered here today. I think I've done a pretty good job so far. I'm telling myself that at getting to a large portion of it. I have gotten to four of the stacks today. But later in the transmission, after we've taken some of your calls, they've already had British police chiefs that have gone public and pointed this out, but report British crime rates manipulated to seem lower since gun ban. Their crime rates have actually exploded. Their own police chiefs have gone public. You can read these numbers at Breitbart.com, linking to the Ammo Land story. They actually admit here that they don't count a gun crime unless you were convicted. So it doesn't even count those. And, of course, stabbings, muggings, rapes are way above the United States. So those are the facts on that front. Also, life-threatening cold bites the U.S. Midwest amongst the global warming, record cold. We're going to be going over those reports as well. Jim Rogers warns Bernanke has set the stage for the Fed's collapse into the new global SDR. That is the plan down the road. And then we've also got the congressman who went off the grid out of Politico preparing for a collapse of the U.S. That's Roscoe Bartlett. Ever wonder where he went? Well, now there's an article up on Infowars.com. Government SWAT teams target rugged individuals who grow their own food, produce their own electricity. Yeah, wait till we get to that report coming up as well today. And then even Google employees are giving up on Google glasses, but that doesn't matter. The contact lenses that could do away with TV screens, systems that project images onto the eyeball, be unveiled next week. This is the beginning of the brain chipping. Remember how long I told you that was coming. It's all been planned out. Smartphones to get even smarter. That means even sneakier. They're really high-tech computers dialing into everything in your house, even if you disable it, still tracking everything you do. And don't worry. General Wesley Clark's come out. DrudgeReport.com has this article. Get ready for Hillary 2016. Start the fun now. She'll be running against the self-propelled stomach out of New Jersey, the neocon turd. But let's not criticize Republicans that are anti-gun, pro-open border, globalist, like Chris Christie. That's anti-Republican. All that matters is we elect someone with an R before their name, like anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-carbon tax, piece of trash.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, I'm an egomaniac narcissist. Look at me.
What an enemy of this republic. What a piece of scrofulous crap. So that's just some of the news that is coming up. Oh, look, Putin backs off demonstration bans in the city where they're having the Olympics coming up in 5 weeks. And again, Putin is a tyrant in many respects because of Western attempts to take the country down. He's also been going after Russian mafia trying to shut them down. He's actually trying to build a vibrant country. I'm not endorsing him or saying he's a great guy. Just compared to our criminals, he's not bad. Why isn't it world news they banned protests in Dallas anywhere, ended up physically attacking us at the JFK 50th? It's like when they restrict free speech here or make you have a free speech zone 2 miles away where nobody can see you, it's no big deal. But when Putin does it, it's, oh my gosh, let's crap our pants and freak out over it. Oh, he's such a tyrant. It's amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Hi, folks. Alex.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We're live.
KMON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is the fifth day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones coming up here in mere minutes. The toll-free number to join us on any issue you'd like to cover. First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that disagree, callers that have questions. I want to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And expanding on this with Queens of the Stone Age bringing us in, expanding on this news that I covered last hour, the way they've written the guidelines and what they've done in other areas of the world, if you ever went in for depression or were ever told to do psychological screening, they'll say, oh, let me go ahead and put you on some drugs, or let me show you have a psychological designation so your insurance pays for this. They give you one of these fake psychological designations. There's hundreds of them. Opposing government is in the official manual in the U.S. mentally ill. Or you had heat stroke in Vietnam in 1968, and you wonder why you can't buy guns. When you go in, they say, sorry, Nick says you're mentally ill. Some army psychologist or psychiatrist put that in there, you know, 30-something years ago. You now will have a SWAT team raid. And California was the beta test of this last year. You can look up Bloomberg articles about gun confiscation begins under federal funding. Now it's going nationwide. And they use excuses like the tragedy at Sandy Hook with Adam Lanza, who tried to buy guns five times illegally because he was in the real mental health registry. And it didn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't matter what happened right there. It didn't matter if he got them illegally and broke into mommy's gun safe. You have to lose your rights because of him. And they say Duck Dynasty is racist and their new gun line is bad because they sell semi-autos when semi-autos are used in less than 2% of the crimes. Look it up. Already showed you LA Times and others last hour. But don't let the facts get in the way of your tyranny while the government arms to the teeth. But again, your phone calls are coming up here in just a moment, and we'll intersperse key news and intel on the police state, the economy, and Hillary 2016 coming up during the hour. I wanted to hit this little stack of news. First, this is out of Reuters. Life-threatening cold bites U.S. Midwest. Residents of the Midwestern United States today, that's Sunday, brace for the coldest weather in two decades. Temperatures that forecasters warned could be life-threatening. Icy conditions snarled travel across the region, and thousands of flights were canceled or delayed. some officials preemptively closed schools, and in New York City airport, a plane skidded off the runway into snow days after the Northeast was hammered by the first winter storm of the season. Historic freeze could break Midwest temp records. AP, coldest air in 20 years to aim at the nation's heartland. And then we move to the New Zealand Herald down by the Antarctic. That's the southern area of the planet for public school educated folks. Forest needed to cover carbon footprint of icy rescue. You've got multiple ice-breaking ships that went down to try to save the environmental tourism ship that went to see the melting Antarctic. That's how they advertise it before it disappears. It's the biggest ever recorded. Thickest ice, fastest growing. And they also happen to go to the north of the biggest and fastest growing ever recorded. Doesn't matter. They say that's proof of the global warming, record low temperatures around the world in at least the last two decades. And, of course, all the real astrophysicists and meteorologists say it's because the sun is putting out the least amount of output ever recorded. Now, granted, they've only been recording it well for about 60 years. For several hundred, they've tracked sunspots and overall temperature readings. But the sun goes through a cycle. It was in a hot cycle 20 years ago. It's been slowing down for 10 years. The last 5 years, it's been cooling. It flipped polarity 6 days ago, last Monday. The sun actually flipped, not just polarity. It actually rotated. First time ever documented by radio telescopes. But the UN voted 5 years ago to say the sun has no effect on climate, like water has no effect on fish or air has no effect on humans. Yeah, you just will die without it. The sun's the main driver of heat. I know that's called a conspiracy theory. Being able to tie your shoelaces, if it's not government approved, doesn't exist. If I was staring at the sky and it was blue and I said it was blue, the MSNBC would say it was purple, and it wouldn't matter if it was blue, they'd be right. They control reality. They are God. They are kings. They are the answer. And so now you've got multiple icebreakers stuck in the ice. The other group's already been reached by helicopter and flown another ship, but they've got Greek, they've got Russian, they're all stuck in the ice because of global warming. USA to rescue. U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker asked to assist Antarctic rescue vessels trapped in ice due to the Spirit of Mawson fiasco, as it was known. So there you go. And their answer was to have Al Gore come out and declare that this cold weather is global warming. And the answer is, pay his carbon credit company that's already made billions in London, England. It's called Gore and Blood. That's not a pun. He's Al Gore and his partner's last name is Blood. And then you got the Chicago Mercantile trading this BS that Obama owns part of. If it ever pays out, it's over $200 million. Last time I checked, Obama will get. He signed an executive order last year. Well, not even an executive order. It was a signing statement on another order, applied as an order on microwave oven regulations to raise the carbon cost in the U.S. that's applied to almost everything, a hidden tax, to pay that piece of criminal trash your money and his bloated pig wife and all of the criminals up there at the degenerate compound on Pennsylvania Avenue. Oh, they say middle class and poor people need to have their taxes raised for the earth and to be good commies, but they make tens of millions of dollars off you. How disgusting. And the Republican leadership won't go after them because they're part of the same criminal crew, and they're busy with the national associations of broadcasters and the national manufacturing associations and the so-called small business groups, all targeting tea parties with their full money, not even Democrats. The Republicans aren't even spending money on Democrats. They're spending money with that traitor globalist Karl Rove and the rest of them to destroy anyone who doesn't want to loot this country down to the ground. And don't worry, there's a good chance they're going to win. Because all the local ninny talk show hosts copy whatever the Republican leadership tells them, not even because they've been paid off, but because they think that's what big guys do. You repeat what George Will says. You repeat what Karl Rove says. You repeat what Peter King says, and John McCain. And when you do that, why, you're a winner. You don't have to be intellectual. You don't have to be informed. You don't have to know anything. You just tune in to mainline Republican radio or print, and you vomit out what they say, and maybe you'll get a column in a local publication once a month and get no money, and maybe you'll get to be on local radio sometimes, and then that's what you do is rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. Oh, we can't impeach Obama. Oh, we can't repeal Obamacare. Oh, we can't repeal the gun laws. We can't do anything because we can't let real republic restitution and restoration happen through the Constitution and through the states when we have the majority, when all of our policies are popular and common sense and Congress has a 6% approval rating. They've got to sell a giant galactic-sized fraud that the Tea Party is discredited. And libertarians are discredited. And oh my gosh, Rand Paul shouldn't be in the Senate. And let's get rid of all these horrible people that don't want to fund Al-Qaeda and don't want to have the NSA spy on us and don't want to have open borders and don't want to have Obamacare and don't want to have government run everything. I mean, these are horrible people. They're not being reasonable. They're not working with us. These people are traitors. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The bad boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I should add, this hour is brought to you by the best storable foods company out there that I found delicious and easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, storable up for 25 years, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. To find their specials, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And it's so important when they want everybody on welfare and on food stamps to realize that they want us dependent on them. mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to get high quality storable food. And then briefly, we have InfoWarsLife.com with the Survival Shield with nascent iodine. And we also have the Fluoride Shield that has five other compounds with the nascent iodine to detoxify the body, pull the fluoride, all the rest of the garbage out, to block the radioactive isotopes. See the information, see the videos, see the factoids at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 888-253-3139. And your purchases make the transmission possible. We have InfoWars, Wake Up America, Incredible Arabica, Volcanic, High Mountain, Southern Mexico, Chiapas Coffee, Beyond Fair Trade, and two different medium roast blends. My favorite coffee is getting rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com for all the Patriot apparel to spread the word and wake folks up and meet like-minded people. And all the books, the films, the videos, all the best items, the films and books that I've made or written or that I support are at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, balance of the show. Got a few other news items I haven't hit, but we'll get to those. The persecution of farmers and others with paramilitary police and zoning boards. We're going to get to that coming up. But right now, your phone calls. We've got loaded phone lines here, all 12 phone lines loaded as usual. We're going to go to Eric, John, Eric, Terry, Lori, Truth, Neil, Nancy, Troy, Chris, Chase, Frank, and others. Eric in New Jersey, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you? I just want to tell you, you're really admired in New Jersey. I found you through when you went on Howard Stern, and I just loved your Piers Morgan.
Let me just say this. I've gotten more love and listeners going on Howard Stern than going on shows like Piers Morgan. His show's not big, Piers Morgan, but it got picked up nationally that I was on there. I mean, I've never contacted Howard again. I hear he talks about me all the time. In fact, I tuned in once and heard him doing it. I need to contact Howard Stern next week, get back on that show.
You need to get back with him.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Let me tell you, I've experienced it. That show is big.
The reach of his audience is.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Well, you know, I've always been a radio fan, to be honest with you. And, you know, there's not been anything on television. The last thing I could think of was Frasier that stimulated any level of intellectual anything, you know, with writers, producers, and here we are with this reality TV. I can't watch anything, and I found you, and I'm glad. My question for you, sir, is going forward, hoping to have some level of resistance to exercise our right to gather and complain about this government, how do you see that working out when we're blocked every step from on the web, trying to plan something, gathering? The press is certainly going to not be on our side. Roadblocks being set up once numbers are heading towards the White House. That's pretty much my question.
I appreciate you calling in. Let me try to answer that. The system with all its technology and all our tax money cannot put their fraud back together again like Humpty Dumpty. We have the moral authority. Look at how they're demonizing the real Tea Party, not the establishment Republicanoid Tea Party that tried to take over the last 5 years. Look at how Peter King says, get Rand Paul out of the Senate. Look at how they're trying to dig up dirt, you know, crooked toenails on Ted Cruz. It's not that these guys are even perfect. None of us are. It's that they're real opposition. The system wouldn't be trying to silence us and wouldn't be trying to shut us down and wouldn't be trying to spy on the Associated Press and Congress if the criminals were in a good position. They just put on a big confidence act. We just keep marching against them, supporting real media, supporting alternative media, supporting politicians that are being attacked, supporting real libertarian-type Republicans. I'm sorry, there's really no Democrats I can think of that are actually doing it. I mean, Rosa Corey fights at Gen 21. She's a Democrat, or used to be. I mean, the Democrats are the cutting edge of the New World Order. The Republicans play the part of the opposition. They're just loyal. You figure out it's like the guy that takes a dive in a Don King fight. I mean, look at how professional boxing is a shadow of what it used to be, all because Don King dominated the sport with his mafia connections. That's on record. But still, people just don't watch it now, and they may still run it, but the racket's a shadow of its former self. UFC, I know folks on the inside, that's not rigged. That's the real deal. So it's incredibly popular. Let me tell you, that's real when somebody kicks another person, their leg breaks. I mean, they're not faking that, brother. That's why it's so popular. People want reality. I know Dana White. I know Joe Rogan. All of them. That stuff's real, folks. That stuff's real. And that's what people want is reality, not corporate plastic BS. Reality is what's coming back into style. So just remember, we have the high ground. That's why the system's coming after us. Let's go down to caller quick here. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm calling to mention this. I've been listening for a while to the show, and I haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything about Operation American Spring put together by the Patriots for America, spearheaded by Colonel O'Reilly, Harry Reilly, retired U.S. colonel?
No, I haven't heard about that. I know Al Gore called for an American Spring like the CIA, Saudi Arabian staged Al-Qaeda takeover of the Middle East with the Muslim punk brotherhood. But I don't know what's going to happen in the future. But they're trying to put radical Muslims in everywhere to persecute good Muslims, good Christians, and others. So it's truly disgusting. But give me more info on it.
All right, this is retired Colonel Harry Reilly. He's from Crestview, Florida, and it's a three-phase operation, and he wants to implement it on May 16th, 2014, in D.C. And it's just a call to, like, patriots and retired military, especially with Obama's purging of the senior military. I don't know. They're all worried of martial law. You know, he may, like, do something like that.
Sure. Well, here's the deal. We're already in martial law when they have warrantless checkpoints and TSA and warrantless wiretapping. They don't want us to ever know that we're already in a level of martial law. We're already in the cooking pot. Bubbles are forming at the bottom. But there's always silver bullets to go march on D.C. D.C. is just a place where they buy off the politicians. Northcom, Cheyenne Mountain, places like that's where the government's really run. But I do think marching, demonstrating any resistance is victory. It's a process. But the biggest thing is supporting farmers' markets, getting out of the system, not complying with bureaucrats, being on the offense and the defense, offensively exposing them while preparing a defense, defending the Second Amendment while digging in. I mean, this is a war. People want to know what the fall of America would look like. This is it. Enemy foreign corporations, not just some Hitler or Stalin or King George III, but corporate interests and a corporate takeover, already in control of the government, the Federal Reserve, the tax money, using tax money to deindustrialize the country, doing everything they can to dumb us down, concern us with sports, petty garbage. More calls coming up.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So many people want a magic bullet to defeat tyranny. It's a billion different bullets that'll bring it down. It's changing ourselves inside and then changing the world around us. It's a process. But I was thinking about today, what is most important in this fight is learning about the enemy, learning about globalism, private corporations, the robber barons of Europe, the United States, about 150 years ago. They've written books, publications, we've covered it on air, where they said there's no way to keep control of Europeans and Americans. How do we do it? Well, we get control of education. We dumb them down. We create a welfare system in the name of speaking to their Christian charity to take care of the poor. We grow a giant underclass that is controlled by us. We then make them the civil servants, and we overthrow the middle class and even the nouveau riche wealthy and bring in our absolute tyranny. And again, they exempt themselves under globalism from the rules they put over you. So it's the ultimate form of discrimination. They restrict free speech in the name of banning racism. The list goes on and on. So the biggest issue is realizing that when I say America has been occupied by select corporate anti-free market monopoly interest, that's what they call themselves, is corporatist monopoly men. And they are creating basically dog training systems with the corporations, the companies, all of it is about data mining you, tracking you as a tool of control. And then being able to identify who you are and then basically retaliate against you. And for the average person out there, so many men I talk to are intelligent. They say, man, I'm not getting my head up. I'm gonna keep my head down. I'm just going to make money. That's why you're enslaved, is because all of you feel like you don't have to go all the way. Now, a lot of people like Chuck Norris and Nolan Ryan, I mean, I know both those guys. I know their families. I've talked to them. Norris has been on the show many times. Norris puts me weekly sometimes in his column in WorldNet Daily. I know he knows about it all. I know he listens almost every day. But I'm so radical, see, he won't go that far, even though he knows it. Same thing with Nolan Ryan. And I'm just throwing two names out I was thinking about today. I was thinking about all the listeners we've got. So many of them. More famous than Chuck Norris or Nolan Ryan. Oh, yeah. I mean, incredibly famous. Famous retired senators, retired congresspeople, big movie stars, bigger than Chuck Norris. Huge musicians, as big as it gets. As big as it gets. I mean, that's why I admire people like Mike Judge. He's come on the show and says he's a listener, but he's worried about retaliation for being politically active and not being a communist. But you've got to buck up against that. For every person that comes on, there's at least 10 famous people that contact me over the years but are afraid to go on the air. The star of Die Hard is a listener of the show and has spoken out against the New World Order and says both parties are controlled and that he's woken up, Bruce Willis. But again, Bruce, you can't just go give one speech or talk to Vanity Fair. You have to fight these people. You have to not be friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger anymore because he's anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-carbon tax. I mean, you have to decide, folks, you want to work with the New World Order or do you want to defeat it? And I'm talking to FBI agents, police, bureaucrats, school teachers, all of you. You got to start not going with the system and actively politically sabotaging it and not playing ball with it. I mean, it comes down to that. We are the majority. The average person wants freedom, but they're scared. And they always say, I'm so glad you're out there, and I'm so glad that you're willing to speak out, Alex. We're glad you're there. Look at Viggo Mortensen. He's a listener. I tell my crew, we only did it a few times, randomly go to L.A. and go to one of these public events where a Hollywood star is and say, hi, we're here with Alex Jones. Half the time they walk over or more and say, I'm a listener, but I don't want to come on. Only every once in a while is it a Viggo Mortensen or somebody like that who says, oh, yeah, I want to come on and talk about it. And again, it's not that it matters that they're a Hollywood star. It matters with the people that are into that so that we have real solidarity against tyranny. And I'm not here name-dropping names, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that society's degenerating, and you see them trying to take down people that will go after the NSA. Their lives are in danger. I'll tell you right now, Rand Paul's for real, trying to sue the NSA, standing against them. His life's in danger. My life's in danger. We're committed here, and the average yuppie goes, oh, you're a fool. No, I'm not a fool. You're a fool. And my ancestors weren't like your ancestors that rolled over to every bully. Because we know paying the bully off only leads to rack and ruin. Listen, I'd give in a little bit and wouldn't be so hardcore against a boss hog type system that's corrupt but doesn't want to destroy everything. This system wants to destroy everything. It's a very evil force. The New World Order, Agenda 21, globalist program is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something you play games with. That's why I have no fear of my life, no fear of my name, nothing. I don't care what they do to me. I'm not looking forward to it. But let me tell you, I'm committed to this if it meant 10 years being tortured in a jail cell. I'm ready. I am not signing on with these people. Let's take one phone call. Next segment coming up, but I went too long. And we'll come back to the break. Let's go to Eric in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead. Come on, Eric. You're on the air, brother.
How are you, Ox?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to talk about what you were talking about earlier, about the psychotropic drugs and their effect on especially the young people of America.
Yeah, they've got 20% of kids on psychotropics. None of them will ever be able to own a gun. They put the kids on drugs, the school orders it, and then now you'll never be able to own a gun, never be allowed to have a good job. They're wrecking our children, institutionalizing them from the beginning. Not telling the parents it's the red dye and the GMO and the processed sugar. No. No, give them all that, and then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. I'm 25 years of age. About 10 years ago, I was caught smoking cigarettes in the high school bathroom. I was sent to the principal's office where they had a police officer there. I was a little bit apprehensive, and their solution to the problem was to send me to a psychiatrist.
No, that's it. No, listen. That's what they do to everybody. It's get you in the system. Go ahead. They're drug dealers.
From there on, for about 10 years, I've been on psychotropics. They keep me relatively stable, but if I go off them, I feel like a freaking mental patient.
Oh, no, that's on record and, that's what it does. So they took you for cigarettes, put you on psychotropics. So for tobacco, they put you on something in the hallucinogen family. Now they've rewired your brain. Now they've got control of you.
Exactly. You know, I also have a college degree now, and I work for $10 an hour at a paint store.
Oh, that's right. Listen, 90%+ of the college jobs, you're never getting a job to pay it off. It's all a Ponzi scheme fraud. The robots are being rolled out to replace everybody in the factories, the cars, the truck drivers. It's over, folks. If the globalists have their way, it's a post-human world.
I'm just lucky I have a job right now, though. I'm just grateful I live in America and have a, anything.
No, I hear you. They're trying to destroy America, brother. But at least they haven't. Have they disbarred you from gun ownership yet? Because that's coming now.
My father unfortunately passed away about a year ago. He had a Ruger. I have it in my nightstand at home to protect my mother. I'm the only child.
So terrorist for a son to protect their mother. Well, here's the deal. Everybody that's been put in the system for no reason, they're about to database all your data and not let you buy guns. So folks better get guns now any way they can legally before they put the registration in. Go ahead.
I understand that. So, I'm just lucky I have a job, as I said, and I'm trying to buy a small acreage of property out in western New Jersey, maybe build myself a house with my wage, and,
now, sir, is that house under Agenda 21? Because if you're not on the grid, we're going to find something wrong with your zoning and shut you down, you American pig. We're going to shut you down. Armored vehicles are coming. That's right. Zoning departments are getting armored Iraq war wagons with SWAT teams. I've got that article coming up. And then the rest of your phone calls, stay with us. Follow me on Twitter at Real Alex Jones.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula.
formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Peter King says we should spy on Congress. They may be with Al-Qaeda. That sounds asinine, but actually Peter King is with Al-Qaeda, supporting Al-Qaeda in Syria and other areas. So the guy saying look out for Al-Qaeda is actually involved with them, just like Senator John McCain. And it's perfect. Then they take our rights because of the Al-Qaeda threat they helped create. Here's Politico magazine, the congressman who went off the grid, Roscoe Bartlett, 20 years on Capitol Hill. Now he lives in a remote cabin in the woods, worried about our power grid, depression, and more. And here's an article up on InfoWars.com by Mac Slavo. Excellent article. Government SWAT teams target rugged individuals, that's in quote, who grow their own food, produce their own electricity. And, folks, I see this even in Central Texas. They won't give you a permit for your own solar system. And if bureaucrats see it in Travis County, they'll come harass you. But if you hook it into the power grid and it's under their control, then you can get a rebate. And it's got photos here from California and other states where armored nuisance abatement team with armed SWAT officers visits people with no warrants. If they don't like the color of their paint, they want to put a meter on their well, whatever. This is the harassment. And this is Agenda 21. This is what Agenda 21 is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a global corporate system selectively to shut down all businesses that they don't own and control. To shut down farmers, you name it. And only let Big Agra operate, where they use the cities as overtax command bases to then launch bureaucrats out to take over. That's it. Soviets did it as well. This is basically a Soviet-style takeover with the Soviet-style system looting for offshore banks who want to make you poor so they can socially engineer you. And that's the facts. And a lot of fathers look at their sons and say, I know Alex is right, but I'm going to keep groveling to the system and go along with it. You're going to put your kid on vaccines and give him drugs and let him watch NFL all day instead of giving him the truth because you really don't care. You're a lazy pile of crap. I understand that for those that don't care. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Terry in Washington. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, I'm getting ready to fire off an email to Kurt.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up a little. You're going to fire an email off to Kurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this is known as 311, and it's a breaking story, and I vetted the guy that...
Okay, well, tell us your story real quick.
Okay, anyway...
I got to let you go, Terry. Appreciate it. We don't really screen the calls, folks, but you got to just get the point out there. All right, I'm just almost out of time. Lori in Wisconsin, you're on the air with the record global warming temperatures, the lowest recorded in 20 years. Go ahead, Lori.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, good. Welcome.
God bless you. What I want to say is people really need to start waking up. The alarm's going off, and you got to stop hitting the snooze button because this is right up in your face.
You're right. The system is in your face. What do you want to talk about today?
I was watching a program this morning, and they were talking about the D-Wave quantum computer, which is in Utah for artificial intelligence.
Yes, and it's learning off of watching humans, and this is what they use to break encryption.
Right, and they were saying that there's also a biometric testing lab there that is already doing the face scans and the iris scans in your eye.
Sure. They only tell you about that now. They've had face scanning on the streets for 20 years. They probably already have AI computers. So they only tell you about it once it's old technology.
Right. How long has that been out for the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am. It's just that it's all so illegal that they just, even the cops don't know this stuff's there. Then they roll it out to them later. Once it's in place, they've taken our money, our research, our data to build a giant criminal system.
Right. They even said that DARPA was involved funding it also.
Yeah, that's what Eisenhower warned of. DARPA was funding 90% of research in 1960, or what precursed it. And so it allows them to choose the development of society, choose what companies get the funds, choose not just the color of the street signs, but down to how computers work. They are engineering an artificial world playing God. I appreciate your call. And the caller before her, I wasn't trying to be rude. If somebody resets like four times, we don't screen your calls. We just got to get to the next person. If you have show tips, I'm sure it's interesting, send it to showtips@infowars.com. Okay, I waited to get the calls till later, so I need you to just get to the point, go to the next person. Thank you, Lori. Let's talk to Neil in Wisconsin. Neil, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, first-time caller. I'm going to hit my points kind of rapid-fire here. So I'm going to say this. I don't own a TV. I don't have any video games. I don't waste my time with that. People, they need to get out in the public, do some protesting. Then you'll meet like-minded people, and then you figure out who you can run for City Hall. Like G. Edward Griffin said, don't complain to City Hall, be City Hall. And then three books cured my apathy. I'd say The Creature from Jekyll Island, 1984, and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I want to give a shout-out to my mom. She was an info warrior back in her day. She kept me out of all vaccines as much as possible, said it was against her religion. And so I really don't get headaches or get sick. And then one thing I was wanted to say was, if you don't really want to get involved, get out there in the doors, have money, the fiat currency stuff. I was thinking you can get a custom-made stamp and stamp on their InfoWars and the Fed. It's kind of like the Where's George concept.
Exactly, so, and I'm now seeing stores trying to not even take $20 bills. They want to phase cash out. Great points. God bless you. Great caller getting right to his points. Let me say something about what he was bringing up there. All we have to do is stop complying with the system, and it will come down. It needs our compliance to get all this through. And imagine this. In Austin, where I live, they have the city buses with code enforcers now in California Highway Patrol uniforms, basically. Tan and blue uniforms. They're very imperious, very arrogant, selectively enforced. This is Agenda 21. This is federally funded. And now all over, they're getting armored vehicles and SWAT teams for the code enforcers. Government is weaponized. Government is preparing for war with us. Government is spying on us illegally. Government is running Al-Qaeda. Government is a hijacked criminal group now. You understand this, folks? They are training for the total collapse because they engineered it. Now, the average military code enforcer doesn't even know this. They buy into whatever bull and it's a paycheck. But man, and they watch 24 and imagine they're these superheroes when they're literally working for the Antichrist. Let's talk to Nancy in Missouri. Nancy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello there, Alex. First, I want to say I'm sorry about your uncle.
Oh, thank you. He's a very great man and a patriot, yeah. But he's gone on to be with the Lord.
Okay. What I wanted to talk about was movies. Over Christmas break, I saw Catching Fire, the new Hunger Games movie, and I saw Elysia. And I know you talk about how movies are trying to tell us, you know, get our minds for the new world order.
Yeah, to acclimate us. Yeah,
to acclimate us, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's something I saw in both these movies I don't think maybe you thought about, is in both those movies, there's a resistance in the people, the common people, the everyday people win. You know, they're going to win and eventually in the
Yeah, there's
Games.
No doubt that Hunger Games is an anti-New World Order libertarian idea. In the new one, Catching Fire, they even have the very armored vehicle that the zoning people are getting, the Iraq War Wagon. It's that exact vehicle in the movie.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know how Charles Dickens, his books changed the thinking of 19th century England towards poor people, and I'm wondering if some of these movie writers and screenwriters and everything aren't trying to get people to think, yeah, here's what they're going to do to us, but you can stand up, you can resist.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Elysium, because it kind of has an Obamacare message, but it has some positive messages as well, you know, secret technology, life extension, what the global government's about. Undoubtedly, Hunger Games does have a positive message. The Marxists have tried to hijack it, but I don't think that's what's happening with the film. Great points, ma'am. Thank you for calling, Nancy. God bless you. Let's go to Troy in Utah. I'm going as quick as I can here. Troy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, a couple of things. One, I just wanted to throw at you a new way to refer to the mainstream media.
The collaborator, traitor media? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's about right, but I was thinking we should refer to them as they are. They're being used as weapons of mass deception.
I agree. It's the state-run weaponized media.
Yeah, and they're used to deceive us in mass. Another thing, I've tried to get on a few times to let you know, Ray Kurzweil is actually speaking out against fluoridation of water.
I didn't know that. You know, Ray thinks he's going to live forever and is a top globalist, but I didn't know he was speaking out against water fluoridation. Look into that, folks. But that's very interesting. I'm not even saying all these globalists are pure evil. Some of them are deceived. I apologize to the other callers. I tried to go quick. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Pray for us, 11 a.m. Central with the weekday transmission, Infowars.com for the free iPhone apps and more.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.